Hello again, folks.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to do some pickin' and grinnin'. We'll celebrate the birthdays of a couple of chicks. Not women in this case, but Chick Bullock and Chick Endor, and will seek justice. A couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure of going to Catalina Island and spending a bit of time with my friend James. In addition to being a scuba diver and mountain climber, James is not only an aficionado of banjo music, he also plays the banjo, and has even made his own banjo. And not from a cigar box, either. So, with best wishes to James, here's a set of rapidly rotating records having to do with the banjo. Beginning with a fantastic recording by the Dixieland Jug Blowers.
Thank you.
walk around the world, baby mine. I walk around the world, I'll be better picking girl mine. Walk around the world, baby mine. Oh, I'm going to Tennessee, baby mine. I'm going to Tennessee, baby mine. I'm going to Tennessee, don't you try to bother me. I'm going to Tennessee, baby mine. I'm going to Arkansas, baby mine. Baby mine. Oh, I'm going to Arkansas, baby mine. I'm going to Arkansas. You say you're a mowing tall. Oh, I'm going to Arkansas, baby mine. Oh, I'm going to Chattanooga, baby mine. Baby mine. I'm going to Chattanooga, baby mine. I'm going to Chattanooga, and from there on to Well, I'm going to Chattanooga, baby mine. I'm going across the ocean, baby mine. I'm going across the ocean, baby mine. I'm going across the ocean if my dog came on the ocean. I'm going across the ocean, baby mine.
Now, there's some tricky picking there. Harry Reaser with his descriptive composition, The Clock and the Banjo, recorded by Edison on November 1st, 1927. The pianist was Paul Rickenbach. Before that, it was Jack Hilton's Kit Kat Band, directed by Al Starita, and Uncanny Banjo, written by Len Phyllis, who also played banjo on that recording, and Sid Bright, who played piano in the band. That recording is from May 13, 1927, and was preceded by Idy Harper and the Coon Creek Girls with Banjo Pickin' Girl, recorded in Chicago on May 30, 1938. Aunt Idy Harper was actually Margaret Lilly, and the Coon Creek Girls were Lily Mae Ledford, who played banjo, Esther Violet Kohler on mandolin, Rosie Ledford on guitar, and Evelyn Daisy Lang, who played string bass. We begin that banjo set with the Dixieland Jug Blowers with Earl MacDonald on jug and the banjo trio of Curtis Hayes, Cal Smith, and Freddie Smith. A second jug blower, Henry Clifford, also got composer credit for Banjerino, recorded in Chicago by Victor on September 10, 1926. I hope you enjoyed that set, James. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 16th, marked the birth in 1894 in Butte, Montana, of Charles Chick Bullock. He was American, but his parents had emigrated separately to the U.S. from England and met and married here. His father, William, was a mining engineer, but his mother, Emily, played piano, and his sister accompanied silent films in a local theater. Chick taught himself to play ukulele, and although his parents had hoped he would become a doctor, he worked in vaudeville and, with the help of Harry Richman, made it to Hollywood, where he appeared in several silent movies. Not being able to sing in silent movies, he left and toured with musical shows. Because of an eye disease, he rarely performed in public and confined himself to the recording studio, but he made the most of it, making several hundred sides with his own groups, as well as Duke Ellington, Louis Russell, Cab Calloway, Johnny Hamp, Nat Shilkret, and the Hi-Hatters. The 1942 recording ban took its toll on his singing career, and he retired and moved to California, where he took up real estate. He died on September 15, 1981. Here's Chick Bullock.
Thank you. only one to say I really fell in love the day I first set eyes on you. May I, with your very kind permission, tell you that my one ambition is to share a love affair with you. Here I wait, do give me a chance, do tell me my fate, what is your answer? May I hold you to my heart and pray I will be there beside you when they groom and bride you. May I hear you say I do. Shadows get up and walk around and clouds come tumbling to the ground. I wouldn't be surprised, 'cause didn't you fall in love with me? If the stars turn blue and willows that weep begin to sing and winter changes into spring, I wouldn't raise my eyes, 'cause didn't you fall in love with me? I thought I was foolish to think of romance with someone so charming as you. Thought I was hoping without any chance, but every hope came true. If the moon turns green and rivers begin to flow upstream and this is all a crazy dream, I wouldn't be surprised, 'cause anything can happen if you can fall in love with me.
Pretty sure that's a Triple R debut for If the Moon Turns Green, a Bernard Hannigan song, Ted Wilson and his orchestra, Vocalion, March 23, 1935. Likewise, a Triple R debut for the first record in our Chick Bullock tribute, Cuban Bell. Chick Bullock with Antibal's Cubans, recording for Brunswick in 1937. I couldn't find an exact date. Don Mario Antibal was born Eusebio Santiago Aspiazu in 1890 and managed the band of his brother, Justo Angel Aspiazu. In the 30s, both men worked to introduce Cuban dance music and musical instruments to U.S. audiences. When Don Aspiazu's band broke up, Antibal picked up the pieces and formed his own group using some of the same players. Antibal, from a well-to-do Cuban family of Basque heritage, had made a fortune in sugar, real estate, and stocks before taking up music after meeting and marrying former Ziegfeld girl Marian Sunshine, who is credited for Cuban Belle along with Moises Simons and Alfredito Valdez. And in the middle of that set was May I, a Mack Gordon and Harry Revel song played by Eddie Elkins and his orchestra on April 26, 1934. Last week, September 13th, marked the birth in 1893 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, of Charles Napton, Jr. Doesn't ring a bell? You may know him better as Chick Endor, leader of the Yacht Club Boys Quartet, the others being Billy Mann, Tommy Purcell, and George Walsh. The four were at a party aboard a friend's yacht, had brought their musical instruments, and were asked to play. Someone suggested that they form a quartet, and soon they were entertaining at the Yacht Club on 45th Street in New York. From there, they went to Florida and back to New York, where they made a couple of Vitaphone shorts, followed by a European tour. Endor made over 60 records on his own, was heard on radio, and around 1932 teamed up with Charlie Farrell, playing the guitar, while Farrell sang in an act called Endor and Farrell. They toured the world, including a long run at London's Adelphi Theatre in the show Clowns in Clover, and gave a command performance before King George in London. Chick Endor has at least one film credit in the 1935 musical Two Hearts in Harmony, where he plays himself. He died September 1, 1941 in a Miami hospital after a two-month illness and is buried in the Evergreen Cemetery in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Here are three from Chick Endor.
When we were young but old enough for us to understand, we all believed in fairies and the folks in fairyland. But the modern child is running wild, he wants to know too much. He's never understood about Red Riding Hood. Say, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door? Father and mother, she had none. So where in the world did the money come from? Please let me ask it, who filled her basket? The story books never tell. Now they say that she found a great big wolf in Granny's bed, and he had a great big sunbonnet pulled down over his head. But you know and I know what she must have found instead. Say, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door? Why was she dressed up in her bright flaming red, unless she expected to knock someone dead? Why did she ramble? She knew 'twas a gamble. She was out in the woods for no good. They say she was a maid, most discreet.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it, she must have been sweet. But you know, and I know, that even sweet girls must eat.
Oh, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
I asked you, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door? I have heard of many strange things in New York, but who ever heard of a wolf that could talk? I hate to doubt it, but there's something about it that sounds mighty funny to you.
Say, you know, I don't believe any one of those fairy tales.
You don't?
I don't believe them. You believe
them? I believe all fairy tales.
And I'd like to ask you, who was the father of all the little children of the woman that lived in the shoe?
Jack the Giant Killer.
How could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door? start your shouting and don't put down your way. Send your dimes, beg or borrow, tomorrow brings a new day. All in love, the moon and stars are free. Pour yourself a cup of old prosperity. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing a welcome to happy times. Ladies and gentlemen, get happy. Come on and join the crowd. Strike up the band and make it snappy. There's gold up in the clouds. Happy times. Start your shouting and don't put down your way. Send your dimes, beg or borrow. Tomorrow brings a new day. All in love, the moon and stars are free. Pour yourself a cup of old prosperity. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah, sing a welcome to happy times. Start your shouting and don't put down your way. Spend your dime, beg or borrow. Tomorrow brings a new day. Just fall in love, the moon and stars are free. Pour yourself a cup of old prosperity. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing a welcome to happy times.
When you're blue, there are others much worse off than you. If a load of trouble should arrive, laugh and say it's great to be alive. And keep your sunny side up, up. Hide the side that gets blue. If you have nine sons in a row, baseball teams make money, you know. Keep your funny side up, up. Let your laughter come through. Do stand up on your legs. Be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up. Pleasure or a pain, good or bad, successful or in vain, happiness is just a point of view. If you have it, here's the thing to do. Keep your sunny side up, up. Drown a frown with a smile. If you think it's raining for you, just remember, others are blue. Always look for the bright side. Start the day on the right side. You'll find life worthwhile. Learn to wear a smile. Keep your sunny side up.
Now that's just an all-round great record. Chick Endor with Leonard Joy directing the Victor Studio Band on DeSilva Brown and Henderson's Sunny Side Up, recorded on Christmas Eve, 1929. That's from the 1929 Fox picture of the same name, starring Janet Gaynor and Charles Farrell. Now that Charles Farrell, the film actor, is not the same person as Charlie Farrell, the vaudeville comedian who teamed with Chick Endor. We heard Chick Endor and Charlie Farrell together on Happy Times from an unissued recording made in December of 1932. We started our tribute to Chick Endor with the Yacht Club Boys and the musical enigma, How Could Red Riding Hood Have Been So Very Good and Still Keep the Wolf from the Door, from July of 1926. Alfred Pace Randolph's song was very popular and was also recorded by Jan Garber, Al Lentz, my favorite version, Tommy Christian, Widmeyer's Orchestra, Dolly Kay, and the duo of Charlie Farrell and Jim Miller. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. A couple of weeks ago, we had a crime segment centered around Somebody Stole My Gal. Someone suggested that we continue that theme on to include not just the crime, but to carry out justice. In other words, someone ought to be arrested and go to jail. So here's Harriet Lee with You Ought to Be Arrested.
For breaking my heart and disturbing my peace of mind. You ought to go to jail without any bail for treating me so unkind. They ought to have you wearing a ball and a chain for teaching me love is blind. I gave you happiness, but you weren't fair. You didn't care. You gave me air. You ought to be arrested for breaking my heart by the local police, for disturbing my peace of mind. Thank you.
We started off that Justice set with Norman Cloutier and his Merry Madcaps and You Ought to Be Arrested, written by Arthur Swanstrom and Louis Alter. The vocalist on that August 30th, 1934 Mellotone 78 was Harriet Lee, who also sang with Anson Weeks, Harry Reaser, in duets with Juanita Ray, and was even accompanied by Jesse Crawford on the Mighty Wurlitzer. When Jane Pickens had her own variety show on NBC Radio in 1948, Robert Warren was the announcer, and Norman Cloutier and his orchestra provided the music, with the Norman Cloutier Chorus as backup singers for Jane. Norman Cloutier and his orchestra also provided the music for the radio program Senator Fishface and Professor Figsbottle, which ran for 2.5 years on KFRC in San Francisco in the mid-30s. Senator Fishface was played by Elmore Vincent, who played Abner's father on the Lum and Abner radio show from 1931 to 1954. Now, if you're arrested and convicted, you're going to go to jail, so You Ought to Be Arrested was followed by Jailhouse Rag, played by the composer David Miller. Country musician David Miller was born in Ohio on March 17, 1883. While serving in World War I, he contracted blepharitis and became totally blind, but that didn't stop him from learning to play guitar, recording for Star Piano Company and Paramount, and being heard on radio from the late 20s into the 1950s. He was sometimes credited on records as the blind soldier Davy Miller. We believe in rehabilitation and serving your debt to society, so we finished up with Harry Snodgrass with his February 18, 1925 piano solo for Brunswick, Dusting the Keys, which contains some interesting key changes. That's one of a dozen sides Harry M. Snodgrass recorded for Brunswick, and until now I was totally ignorant of Harry Snodgrass. Would you like to hear about him?
Yes, sure, okay.
Okay. In the early 1920s, he was arguably the most popular radio personality in the entire United States. He was heard weekly on radio station WOS AM 630 in Jefferson City, Missouri. The station was licensed to the Missouri State Marketing Bureau, and the studio was located under the dome of the Missouri State Capitol. It could be heard in all 48 states, not to mention Hawaii, Alaska, Cuba, Mexico, and Newfoundland. The station gave grain and livestock market reports, stock and bond reports, weather, and even aired a program called Aunt Sammy's Housekeeper's Chat. So why is Harry Snodgrass's record of Dusting the Keys part of a criminal justice set? Well, at the time he was on the radio, Harry Snodgrass was a guest of the state of Missouri and was staying in the state penitentiary, having received a sentence of 3 years for a botched holdup in St. Louis. Snodgrass told prison officials that he played piano and he was assigned to the prison band, a moderately large orchestra consisting of 28 felons convicted of crimes such as embezzlement, burglary, and even murder. Every Monday night, they were escorted the 6 blocks from the prison to the state house to play on the air. Harry Snodgrass's last broadcast was on January 14, 1925. When he was released, he promised to go straight and even give up drinking. He went on the vaudeville circuit, making $600 a week, and landed a recording contract with Brunswick, which crowned him the King of the Ivories. The announcer on that record was J.M. Witten, who was the announcer at WOS. Now just try and name another vintage music radio program anywhere on the planet where you're going to get that kind of vital information, other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records.
Where do you pick up these fascinating bits of useless trivia?
Now, Jimmy, as I just said, that's not only fascinating, but vital. Earlier, we had a segment dedicated to Chick Endor as performer, but he was also a composer and lyricist. So here are 3 from the pen of Chick Endor.
Say, who takes care of the caretaker's daughter while the caretaker's busy taking care? Was a vamp. I know the spark plug is a horse. I'm a smart guy, there's no doubt. But there's one thing that I don't know, and I'm dying to find out. Who takes care of the caretaker's daughter while the caretaker's busy taking care? Gee, oh gosh, oh gee, that's what worries me. I know that the caretaker must take care, and when he's taking care, she's alone somewhere. But who takes care of the caretaker's daughter while the caretaker's busy taking care? Who tends door for the door tender's daughter while the door tender's busy tending door? Gee, oh gosh, oh gee, that's what worries me. I know that the door tender must tend door, and that he goes to work about 4:30. But who tends door for the door tender's daughter while the door tender's busy tending door? Say, who keeps house for the housekeeper's daughter while the housekeeper's busy keeping house? Gee, oh gosh, oh gee, that's what worries me. I know that the housekeeper must keep house, and when the rats have a child, they call it a mouse. But who keeps house for the housekeeper's daughter while the housekeeper's busy keeping house? Who makes the dressmaker's daughter while the dressmaker's busy making dresses? Gee, oh gosh, oh gee, that's what worries me. I know that the dressmaker must make dresses, and the daughter's okay, she's chock full of yeses. But who makes the dressmaker's daughter while the dressmaker's busy making dresses?
Was he handsome, and did my ma give me hell? thing of 16 thought that she'd step out one night alone to get the thrills and life she'd met. She met a youth a bit uncouth, although he seemed all right. She'd known him but a moment when they kissed. When she got home next day with swollen head, and her girlfriend asked, "Did you have fun?" She said, "Was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did my ma give me hell? Did I get a thrill? And am I still a quiver? Was he rough? And did I care? Am I glad now that I fell? Every time I think about him, do I shiver? Was he hot? And was I? And would he stand for maybe? He would not. Did I lie? Does he still think I'm a baby? If I was, am I still? Do I care? Don't be silly. Was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did mama give me hell? Was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did mama give me hell? Were his hands loose? There's no use refusing. Did he bite? Do I bruise? I'm almost ashamed to tell. I don't know yet the system he was using. I said, stop, please behave. What's the use of raving? He said, give. So I gave. After all, what was I saving? Am I glad? Holy gee, have I had you asking me? Was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did mama give me hell?
We began that set dedicated to the songwriting skills of Chick Endor with Cliff Edwards and Who Takes Care of the Caretaker's Daughter. Edwards sang it in the George and Ira Gershwin musical Lady Be Good, which opened at the Liberty Theater on December 1, 1924, and ran for 330 performances. The show also featured another Endor song, It's All the Same to Me. The recording we heard was made in January of 1925. Next, it was the Savoy Orpheans with the Eddie Ward-Chick Endor collaboration, Ain't That Too Bad, from July 15, 1927. We finished up with Elliot Everett and his orchestra with Peggy Hill, talk singing Was I, written by Chick Endor and Charlie Farrell. That was recorded by Victor on August 4, 1932. Was I was introduced in the 1931 Ziegfeld Follies, where it was sung by Dorothy Dell. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.